Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Just a Vision, both my YouTube channel and my podcast. If you guys are ready to be motivated and inspired to transform your life for the better with unconditional love, wisdom, knowledge, spirituality, conscious-based information, and more natural and holistic ways of healing to help you understand and realize that you are the author and creator of your own life, and if you don't like the way things are going, then you have the ability within you to change your life for the better. So if you are ready, like I said, to be motivated and inspired, make sure that you stay tuned for the rest of today's discussion.
Sorry. Whew. Inhale. Exhale. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to Just a Vision, both my YouTube channel and my podcast. I am your host and your girl here, Jacquel Viola, and I am back with another discussion. Alright guys, so before we get into today's discussion, there are a few things that I would like to mention. One being, I'm sorry that my voice is a little crackly and congested. I blame it on the fact that Des and I took a little road trip back to my home state, Pennsylvania, to visit my friends and family, or not really friends, but my family, and it was warm down here, cold up there, and then we came back down here to Georgia, and it was warm, so that kind of messed with us, and the fact that my little sister that we picked up along the way was already sniffling and sneezing, so we kind of blame it on her. So if you're watching this video, yes, we blame it on you, but it's okay because we're getting better. I promise it's not the cocoa. We are healing ourselves from the inside out. We've got this. We got everything we could possibly need. We got our Himalayan pink salt inhalant right here, which also has peppermint essential oil. We got our cough drops, we got our Vicks tissues, our sage right here so that we can actually get rid of all these negative energies, bad jujus, any viruses or anything that's floating around in the air, bacteria, anything that could harm us in any negative way, we are getting rid of it. We got our incense over there flowing, and we've been drinking a lot of fluids, especially agua, because that is the universal solvent that will help you guys out in the long run, especially since Des and I drink natural spring water. We got it right here. We got like 20 gallons of natural spring water, as well as drinking lots of orange juice and teas and soups to help us. So, we're gonna get through this. We're not gonna let this stop us, guys. We got this. We're getting better. And the other thing that I would like to mention to you guys is that this channel or this podcast, it's going to be more than just motivational speaking, which is what I originally had started this channel for. Since you guys know that I'm really into spirituality, I want to incorporate spirituality, conscious-based information, tips, suggestions, and techniques that I've been using along my healing journey, as well as natural and holistic ways to help you understand and realize that you can change your life for the better. Why? Because you are the author, you are the creator of your own life. So if you don't like the way things are going, the people that are in your life, the situations that keep happening, then you have the ability within yourself to change your life for the better. You just have to find that willpower, that courage, and that motivation to finally just take the necessary steps that need to be done in order to get you to where you want to be. Take back power of your own life. Do whatever it is in life that you need to do through soul searching, shadow work, self-reflecting, or whatever it is that you need to work on it so that way you can live a better life. And I'm here to guide you, to help you. I know that my purpose here on earth, or my mission here on earth, is to be a leader, to be a teacher, or to be a sage of the old wisdom and knowledge and natural and holistic ways of healing ourselves, understanding that we must heal from our past wounds, our past traumas, and our negative experiences in life to actually experience a more blissful life where we love ourselves for who we are, we have achieved all of our goals and our dreams, we're successful, and we're just living our lives to the fullest because we don't care about what people think about us anymore. Now, I know that a lot of people in life will say, oh, you must heal yourself before you heal others, or you must love yourself before you love others. But I'm pretty confident in my self-worth and my self-love and my ability to be able to help you guys out along your journey. Yeah, I may not be healed completely from everything in life that I've been through, my past traumas, my negative experiences, but I'm pretty confident and far enough in my journey that I feel like I can help you guys out as well, especially because I've already done some of the work. And I personally feel like we should come together to help each other, to guide each other, to nurture and empower one another. I don't think we should do this separate, because as a collective unit, like I've talked about before, we are shifting levels of consciousness and we're going into the 5D, where it's all about unconditional love, knowing that we are one with the universe, that we should be one with everything in the universe, each other, planets, stars, galaxies, everything that you could possibly think of. We should be one with each other. We should help each other. We should nurture each other. We shouldn't be out here hating one another and being separate. We weren't meant to be separate. The world is all about unconditional love, but there's so many people out in the world, or there's this group of people out in the world that are trying their best to keep us separate, and I don't think that that's right. We need to learn to come together, to help each other. That way we can all live a blissful life where we're happy, we're content, we're just living our lives to the fullest, because that's how life is supposed to be. We could have this beautiful utopia where everybody's happy, everybody has what they need, but there's just, again, this group of people that don't want us to actually get there. But I personally feel like our generation and the ones below us are going to be the ones to make a difference in the world. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. It all starts with ourselves. So yes, we have to heal ourselves before we can help heal others. But at the same time, if you're already further along in your journey to the point where you're confident in yourself and you're healed from a lot of the stuff that you have been struggling with, then we should just go for it. And that's why I'm here to help you, to give you guys wisdom and knowledge. Understand that you are more than just your physical bodies. You are a spiritual being experiencing a human existence. So yes, we are going to have failures and setbacks and just negative things in life that happen that we just don't understand. We're going to have that happen, but we must know that we are stronger than we think. We can move through it. We just have to figure out how to change our mindset, how to play the game, knowing that your conscious mind is what's holding you back. Once you learn how to understand your soul and your heart, you'll get yourself to where you want to be. Nourish your soul, and your mind and your body will follow. Do the deeper healing, soul searching, self-reflecting, whatever it is that's going to help you along your journey. You don't have to do exactly everything that I tell you to do, but try something else to help you along your journey. And if you feel like you've been doing everything that you possibly can and nothing is getting better, then surrender to the universe. Surrender to the universe. Ask for help. You can ask for help, guys. Why? Because we are a part of the universe. We have spirit guides. We have ancestors. We have angels out there that are willing to help us when we need help, when we ask for help. Now, because we live on planet Earth, we have free will down here. So they can't just pop up into our life and be like, oh, this is what we need to do next. You have to ask for help. Surrender to the universe. And I can attest or tell you guys that if you do surrender to the universe, you will receive all of your answers to your prayers. Maybe not all of them, but you will receive what you need in order to help you take that next step in life along your journey. For me, again, I'm not completely healed from my journey. I still had things that I had to work on. And the last few weeks, life has been a little crazy because of the energy shifts. So I've been feeling a little under the weather, but I don't try to show it as much to you guys. I don't like to show my feelings to other people. So I try to just work on it within myself. So I just felt like nothing was getting better. But then I was finally like, you know what? I'm a part of the universe. I can ask for help if I need it. So I surrendered and I asked the universe for help. And the universe will give you what you need in whatever energy form it can possibly give it to you in. Whether it be from a person you know, them saying something to you, or a stranger, maybe a Facebook post, Instagram post, or maybe just a song or something that popped up into your head. Your answer will come to you exactly when you need it at the right time. So don't be stressed out when things don't go the right way or you just don't understand what's going on next. Don't be stressed out. Allow life to take you on a journey. Allow it to give you what you need in order to get you to where you want to be. And so for me, a couple weeks ago, I wasn't really sure why nothing was getting better. So I asked the universe for help. And as I do on my daily routine, I go for a walk. So as I was going for the walk, my answer that I asked the universe just came right to me. I always listen to podcasts. I always listen to things that are conscious-based, spiritual, open-mindedness, and things that will help me along my journey. And I was listening to this podcast called Love and Life by Sarah and Jay Lynn, and I will put the link in the description box below. But basically, throughout this whole podcast, Sarah, which was the one that was speaking, everything she said literally hit home to me, and it made me realize and understand why I haven't been able to move forward. I'm doing everything I need to do, but there's just some things that are keeping me stagnant, that are keeping me stuck. And she gave me everything that I needed to know, which was that each and every single one of us have limiting beliefs, whether or not we think we do. So today's discussion is going to be about limiting beliefs. I'm going to talk to you guys about what they are, where they came from or where they come from, what are some examples of limiting beliefs, why it's easier to believe these limiting beliefs, as well as how to help you transform and overcome these limiting beliefs. That way you can live your life to the fullest and you can go after your goals and your dreams and just do whatever it is in life that you want to do. So to begin with, what is a limiting belief? Well, a limiting belief is a thought, opinion, or idea that one believes to be the absolute truth for themselves, even if it is true or not. And these limiting beliefs tend to have a negative impact on our life by stopping us from moving forward, growing, and evolving on a more personal, professional, and even spiritual level. These limiting beliefs could be about ourselves, about the world, or about other people. But in most cases, limiting beliefs are unconscious thoughts that act as a defense mechanism to avoid negative or lower vibrating emotions such as frustration, anxiety, anger, or sadness. So basically what that means is that we could have something happen to us that was saddening or made you upset, but instead of trying to understand those thoughts and those feelings of why it made you upset, you kind of just brush it off and you're just like, okay, whatever. That happened for that reason, it'll be okay. Try to brush it off rather than trying to take everything into account and actually feeling it and understanding it. You try to brush it off so you don't feel like that because you don't want to be sad and depressed. But like I told you guys in previous discussions, you have to understand and work with your shadow self. You can't just be light all the time. You must balance your yin and yang. Understand that you have positive energy in you and negative energy in you, and you must balance them. If you have one that's more than the other, your life is going to be unbalanced. So you have to, you must learn to balance yourself. Understand that you have things in life that are going to hold you back. Even if you don't think so, you're going to have things in life that hold you back. So for this one, for an example, would be kind of like Dez. So we talk about our lives a lot, you know, and we talk about a lot of the things that we're struggling with and that we're dealing with. And basically she had told me one time that instead of allowing other people to hurt her feelings, she'll hurt her feelings first so that other people can't hurt her feelings, so that she won't feel these lower vibrating emotions such as frustration, anxiety, anger, or sadness. She basically says, oh, well, I'm fat, and laughs about it, or she tells herself that she's never going to be good enough. So she says that so that other people can't say that about her. And those are limiting beliefs that you begin to believe, even if it is true or not, because either someone put that thought in your head or something happened to you constantly or reoccurring that made you believe that, oh, I'm fat, or oh, I'm stupid, or I'm dumb. You allowed this to stick in your mind and it became a belief for you. Excuse me. So, a lot of these beliefs actually are triggered by episodes that happened in our past or something that made us suffer in our past. So then our subconscious mind tries to alter our behavior by procrastination, conformism, making us just do what society wants us to do rather than us going after the life that we want to have. We just kind of try our best to fit in with society, even though we know that that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Again, like I said, procrastination, society, even though we know that that's not what we're supposed to be doing. again, like I said, procrastination, it keeps us stagnant from actually going after the life that we want to have or making the necessary changes that need to be done in order to get us to where we want to be. Or it gives us anxiety and it causes us to overthink. It just gives us a lot of negative stuff to hold on to rather than moving us forward in life. So these negative beliefs actually hold us back from making different decisions in life or taking that leap of faith into the unknown, because we're so used to what is happening now, or we're so used to just life, that we're afraid to see what else there is in store for us. Because this happened before, we're just like, nah, we can't do that. We always think negative. Limiting beliefs also keep us from accepting our own skills, talents, and gifts that we have, or accepting the ones offered to us from others. They also keep us stuck focusing on the negative aspects of our circumstances rather than seeing the bigger picture and understanding that maybe this negative situation happened for a reason. Maybe it happened for our greater good. We will never know unless we actually take time to understand our limiting beliefs and understand why things in life have happened. And again, one of the biggest challenges that each and every single one of us has is because we don't even know that we have limiting beliefs. We're just like, you know what? This happened for that reason, that happened for that reason. Nothing is ever just going to get better for me. We have these limiting beliefs that we either don't know that we have, or we don't really know how to identify where they came from, what they are, and how we're going to move through them or overcome them. So, where do limiting beliefs come from? When we're younger, that's when limiting beliefs start to, I guess, form within ourselves, within our shadow selves. That's where limiting beliefs start to come from. And it's because as we're growing up, there's so many different factors in life that are conditioning us to think this way, be that way, feel this way, do that. And they come from our family, peers, friends, education, and society, and even our own experiences. And when we are younger, our brains aren't fully developed. They aren't fully developed, so when something happens, we then take that into account, and since our brain doesn't know the difference between what is real and what is not, we start to believe that this instant or this negative belief about us is true. So basically, say something or someone said something to you as you were a child, which then led to a thought, and that thought led to a belief making you think that you aren't good enough. So say that whenever you were younger, something happened growing up to the point where somebody made you feel like you were never going to achieve your goals and your dreams. Well, you have that feeling, or you have that subconscious thought in your mind that nothing is going to get better, or you're never going to achieve your goals and your dreams. But then you are still trying to work on it, and you're doing everything you possibly can, but you're not understanding where that thought came from. Why are you feeling that way? Why isn't anything getting better? It's because you are unsure of what is next. So you have to have a really strong mindset to understand certain situations and experiences, and knowing that your brain doesn't really know how to understand the difference between what is real and what is not real. So you really have to have a strong mindset. So again, the first place that limiting beliefs come from is your family. And that is because your parents, your siblings, and your family, they teach you what they were taught growing up. Their values, their morals, their beliefs. They teach you who you should be as a person, how you should be, how you should act, what you should do, and how the world should be. They teach you everything that they knew growing up. And it was passed down from generation to generation, which could also be generational curses, making you feel like because your family experienced this, that it's always going to be like that for you. So maybe your family is always having bad luck, and you continue to allow that thought to run your life. So it makes you feel like, oh, because my family has never had good luck, I'm never going to have good luck. I'm always constantly going to have bad luck. And so when they teach us these things, they become ingrained in us. These thoughts, these feelings, they become ingrained in us, and they make us believe what our family and our parents have told us. they also come from our peers and our friends, because, you know, each of them have their own beliefs and morals and values, and whenever you interact with other people, you're going to share your family's ideas and their values. Even if they might sound stupid, you might share them with somebody else, and you're just like, okay, well, if that person lives life like that, then maybe that's how I should be living my life. But you can't always follow what other people tell you, because each person has their own experience with whatever situation is happening. So you can't allow that other person's situation to be your outcome or your result. Limiting beliefs also come from education, which is another one of the biggest factors, because we go through 18 plus years of schooling. And when we're younger, again, we're vulnerable, we're impressionable, and we're gullible. We follow what society and authority figures have to say. Whatever they tell us, we believe that to be true because we're young. We look up to these people, so obviously we're going to believe what they say is true, but we have to understand that education is biased, and that in education, there's history. And in history, there's so many different sides of the story that we're not being told. So you have to understand that everything in life is biased, because there's so many different sides of the story that you're not being told. You're only being told either just one or a few sides of the story. So you cannot believe everything that you have been taught. You have to learn to unlearn everything that you've been taught, actually, to move forward in your life. Be open to experiencing new things and understanding that life isn't really what you may think of it. There's so much more out there that you could possibly do, but you just have to find that strength and that willpower and that courage to actually be open to experiencing it and understanding it and going forth with whatever information is brought to you. As well as experience. Limiting beliefs also come from experience, and each and every single one of us has a different experience. And a lot of our experiences have emotions attached to it, especially negative feelings. We really attach to a lot of people's negative feelings the most, because there's negativity everywhere we look. On the news, social media, everywhere we look, there's negativity. Every single person has experienced something. There's emotions behind something. So you can't always believe what somebody else is saying, because their experience may be different from yours, which also ties into family values and your peers and your friends. Everybody has different experiences with life, with money, relationships, education. Everybody has different views on it, different perspectives. So you can't always just go with what other people are telling you. You have to experience for your own. You have to go out there and see what is really out there for you, not what other people are telling you that's out there. And so, before I continue on with the rest of the discussion, there is a quote that I would like to read to you guys, which says, "If you accept a limiting belief, it will become a truth for you. Once you accept something to be true, whether it is or not, it will become true to you. And that is with all things, because your thoughts are your beliefs, and they create the reality that you're living in." So like I've talked to you guys about before, law of attraction, what you put out into the universe is what you're going to receive. So if you're constantly thinking negative, feeling negative, and saying that nothing in life is ever going to get better, then that's how your life is going to be. That's how your reality is going to be. Nothing is ever going to get better for you. You must understand that you are creating your reality. And there's so many different limiting beliefs that you could have. They could either be general or specific. So for a specific belief, it could be in different areas of your life, your finances, your family dynamics, your relationships, your education, and even your personal development. A general limiting belief would be about the universe, about the world, and about how others are. So an example of a specific limiting belief would be, oh, well, since my family is low income, I'll never become successful or achieve my goals and my dreams. So because you feel like your family has never been able to amount to anything, you feel like you will never amount to anything. You feel like you always will be stuck, stagnant, never achieving your goals and your dreams. If you have that conscious thought in the back of your head, it's going to play out to your reality. So you have to have a strong, positive mindset to work through each and every situation that you're going through. positive or a negative situation. A general belief would be like, relationships are pointless and useless because everyone lies and cheats. Now, I know in our generation, there's a lot of, you know, crap that's going on, but you can't always believe what other people are telling you. Just because other people have experienced bad shit with relationships, it doesn't mean that you are going to as well. And I had to learn that myself. I kind of was just like, you know what, relationships are dumb and stupid. Why even be in one? But now I'm more open to it. I'm just going with the flow and allowing life to take me on a journey. Not everybody is going to be a cheater and lie all the time. That's just what subconscious thought you're putting out into the universe is, that everybody lies and cheats, but that's not always true. But why is it so easy for us to believe these limiting beliefs rather, you know, having faith in ourselves and loving ourselves for who we are? And that is because, again, our brain is like Velcro, so we tend to stick onto the negative circumstances or the negative aspects of our situations rather than looking at the bigger picture. And that is, again, because there is toxic energy and negativity everywhere you look, whether it be on social media, the news, TV, the shows and the games that we play. There's negativity all over the world, everywhere. That's why it's so hard for us to think that life can get better. That's why it's so hard for us to overcome our depression, our past traumas, our limited beliefs, and move on to a better life. It's because there's negativity everywhere. So again, you have to have a strong, positive mindset. You have to be able to play that mind game. Do not continue to allow these negative, limiting beliefs to stop you, keep you stagnant, keep you from achieving your goals and your dreams. You can move through them as long as you have that willpower, that strength, and that courage to finally just go after the life that you want to have. Do whatever it is in life that you need to do in order to help you along your spiritual journey. So, guys, in order for you to transform your limiting beliefs, you must understand that happiness comes from the inside. It comes from loving yourself for who you are, taking care of yourself, not caring about what people think about you, and finally just living your life to the fullest, doing what makes you happy, not what other people think will make you happy, or doing what makes other people happy. Do what makes you happy. Realize that it does not come from the outside world, the materialistic things. No, it does not come from that. Most people think that, oh, if I'm successful, then I'll be happy, or once I have the money that I need, I'll be happy, or the job that I need, that I'll be happy. No, you have to be happy within yourself first, understanding that if you are not happy on the inside, you're not going to be happy on the outside, because your outside is a reflection of how you feel on the inside. So you must understand and nourish your mind, your body, and your soul. Nourish your soul, and your mind and your body will follow. Realize and understand that you deserve to live the life that you want to have. You deserve to feel worthy of love, connection, success, or even a belonging to the universe. You deserve to feel like that. You are put on this earth for a reason. You have a purpose here, whether you think so or not. So, the first thing that you need to do in order to help you transform your limiting beliefs is, number one, identify. Figure out what your general or specific beliefs are for every area of your life. Your finances, your relationships, your education, your personal development, and even how you feel about the world and how you feel about others. Identify why you feel like that, or what feelings do these things bring up. Identify your core beliefs and what you feel about these certain areas of your life. Identify them, understand them. Number two, assess your behavior. Even though you may think you do not have toxic behavior, each and every single one of us has some type of negative trait or toxic behavior that we need to change. And again, it's gonna be hard to change your negative thoughts and your negative behaviors because you're so used to it. But you have to identify it, become aware of where you are wrong. Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for your reactions. Take responsibility for your life. Don't always blame other people, because sometimes the person that you really need to blame for not actually living the life that you want to live is yourself. So you have to take responsibility for your actions, understand your negative and toxic behaviors as well, assess them. And number three says to write down areas in which you feel challenged. your reoccurring thought patterns, your negative beliefs and your choices, and work on changing your behaviors. And again, it's going to be hard because you're so comfortable, you're so used to doing it, but you know that you need serious change. If you're tired of being sad, mopey, and depressed, and living a life for others, then make the necessary changes that you need to make in order to get you to where you want to be. And number three says to write down areas in which you feel challenged, your reoccurring thought patterns, your negative beliefs and your choices, and work on changing your behaviors. And again, it's going to be hard because you're so comfortable, you're so used to doing it, but you know that you need serious change. If you're tired of being sad, mopey, and depressed, and living a life for others, then make the necessary changes that you need to make in order to get you to where you want to be. Understand your limiting beliefs. Know that you can overcome them. You just have to work through it. Allow yourself to start your own healing journey so you don't have to feel like this anymore. You can have the life that you've always dreamt of having. You just have to heal yourself from your past traumas, your past wounds, your tragedies, and your negative experiences. Understand that you must heal your dark side. You have to balance out your yin and your yang. You're not always going to be happy. There are going to be days or even periods of your life where you feel like nothing is ever going to get better. You feel depressed and you feel like your life is just shitty, but you can overcome it. You can overcome it, but you must be willing to work through it. Find that motivation. Find that strength. Maybe this video will help you out. I'm not sure. I know that I always am listening to podcasts, watching YouTube videos, doing positive affirmations, journaling, and doing whatever it is that's helping me along my journey. So that way I'm not constantly negative and I'm not constantly upset. Yeah, I have days when I feel like things aren't going to get better, but I do not allow them to stop me. You fall down 9 times, you get right back up 10. So, a few different ways that I have worked on my limiting beliefs would be, one, doing limiting belief questions or exercises, and you can do that anywhere. You can go onto Google. That's where I found mine at. Go onto Google, type in limiting belief questions, and you can find a whole bunch of different things that you can do to work on your limiting beliefs, to identify them, to assess them, and to write down areas in which you feel challenge. You can figure out your reoccurring thoughts and your patterns that are negative, keeping you stagnant. You can even explore more, understand other people's ways of life, their cultures, their traditions. Be more open to new things coming into your life. New natural and holistic ways to heal yourself from the inside out. Again, what I do may not help you out, but hey, it's a suggestion. Try to take it into account. And if it doesn't work out for you, then it doesn't work out. Figure out something else. The third thing that you can do to help you transform your limiting belief or work on your limiting belief is to be more open. Be more open to new and exciting things that life has to offer you. Take that leap of faith in the unknown. Don't be afraid to see what life has in store for you. That's honestly where most of your miracles and your blessings are going to come from. Do not be afraid of what is out there in life, because there's so many possibilities of what could be out there. There's infinite possibilities. You could be whoever you want, whatever you want, and do whatever you want. So don't worry about what other people think about you anymore. This is your life. This is your journey. And the last thing that you could do is positive affirmations to give you inspiration, to give you motivation, even if it's just a little bit, because a little can go a long way. I do journaling. I write down daily positive affirmations to help me have motivation and inspiration to get through my day. And they could potentially help you out in the long run as well. You just have to be willing to go out there and see what works for you and what doesn't. But with all of that being said, guys, before I end today's discussion, there are two quotes that I would like to read to you. The first one being, the only limits in your life are the ones that you create with your mind. So like I said, you have to be able to overcome the mind game, the negativity. Since there's negativity everywhere, you have to find that motivation and that inspiration. You have to have a strong, positive mindset. Do not allow your mind to control you. You control your mind. You control how you want your life to be, your attitude, how you are going to achieve your goals and your dreams. You determine what your life is going to be like. The only limits that you have are the ones that you put in your mind. So stop allowing your limiting beliefs to stop you from going after the life that you've always wanted to have. And the last one says, you begin to fly when you let go of self-limiting beliefs and allow your mind and your aspirations to rise to greater heights. So once you let go of your your limiting beliefs and you stop allowing your mind to control you, you will be able to raise to greater heights than you never even thought was possible. You'll be able to love yourself to the fullest, nourish yourself, take care of yourself, achieve all of your goals and dreams, and be successful. You just have to overcome everything in life that's happened to you. Overcome it, understand it, and allow it to take you on a journey. Again, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have things that are going to set you back, but do not allow that to hold you back from being happy and living the life that you've always wanted to have, guys. So... probably really long, I'm not sure, but I really hope that this video gave you a little bit of motivation, inspiration, and positivity to help you transform your life for the better, for you to go after the one that you've always dreamt of having, where you're happy, you're content, and you're just living your life to the fullest because you've healed yourself from your past wounds, your past traumas, and your limiting beliefs, and you started to do whatever it is in life that you needed to do to get you to where you want to be. So, I hope you guys really enjoyed this video. Make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to follow me on all my social medias, and I will be back with more discussions. Peace, love, and light.